The proposal to elevate the Modest Row home of deceased mob boss Angelo Bruno to historic status was considered today. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the Philadelphia Historical Commission says the nomination for a historic designation didn't make a strong enough case.
It was a roundabout argument. The FBI was spying on Bruno, and after years of surveillance, federal laws were passed to crack down on the mob. How does the house fit into all of this? Well, Bruno lived there.
The staff would contend that the nomination does not demonstrate that Bruno was the catalyst for important law enforcement techniques and statutes that were developed to prosecute members of organized crime syndicates in the 60s and 70s.
Historical Commission member John Farm says the FBI spying was more coincidental than anything else.
The staff would also contend that Bruno may be notorious and infamous, but he is not necessarily a person of significance.
Another member, David Schoaf, says what swayed him was a comparable outcome in another city.
I called the Chicago History Museum, and I talked to a researcher, and I asked specifically, is Al Capone's house in Chicago historically certified, or does it have historical designation in the city? And I was told that it had none.
For the person who nominated the house, historian Celeste Morello, it wasn't a big deal. She had three other nominations on the agenda.
I think we should move on. We have plenty of other remnants about organized crime and the mafia here in Philadelphia.
Had Morello showed that Bruno lived a relatively unassuming life in the Row home, and that the location was a window into his character, the commission says that would have been a stronger case. But the commission also said they wouldn't welcome a resubmission. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.